Welcome to Scars to Stars, where conversations and personal stories let us know we are not alone. In this show, you will meet authors and speakers from our books and events as they share vulnerable personal stories to spread hope and inspire you through adversities in your own life. The world is a difficult place. You will find like-minded people here with kind hearts and supportive souls. I am your host, Dina Brown Mitchell. I am a suicide survivor and the founder of the Realize Foundation. I am so glad you are here. Let's dig into this meaningful conversation. Hello, everybody. It's Dina and Deb from the Realize Foundation, and we're here to talk today about Deb's journey with Scars to Stars and how this all happened, that she got involved and then all the way to today when she's a board member. So I'm excited to talk about her journey today. So welcome, Deb. Glad to have you here.
Thanks, Dina. I'm grateful to be here.
Awesome. So I want to just tell everybody, when I was first getting started with the Realize Foundation, I was in this other group online. It was not long after COVID. And there was a lady that I knew in that group, and she reached out to me and she said, would you mind calling my friend? Because I think what you're doing could really help her. And I said, sure. And so I called Deb. And I want her to tell you her side of that phone call and what it was like for her or what state of mind she was in, et cetera.
Well, so that phone call was a very instrumental phone call that actually propelled me to the journey that I'm on now. We do have that mutual friend who is also in my cohort. So we were going to get our doctorate together at that time. And, we had started to really spend some time together. And she goes, hey, I have this friend who's starting up this nonprofit. And she's offering this 3-day event. And I think it'd be a good thing for you to join and to, maybe share your experiences a little bit and to kind of hear other people. So I remember that phone call, Dina. I was sitting in my car, of which I do a lot of my meetings in cars because I'm on the road a lot. I live in the middle of nowhere, about an hour and a half from everything. And I remember I'm sitting in my garage on the hands-free in my car, and we're having this conversation. And you shared your story regarding how you had dealt with suicide and some of the events that had taken place in your past and your journey. And it really started to get me to the point where I was thinking about my journey, which kind of mirrored yours in some fashion. So it started to, I guess, put me on the path to thinking about, am I able to share with people? Because at that point, I was unable to really share the true me, even with my therapist. I was very, very guarded. So our phone call really kind of started that, even though I was very apprehensive about the 3-day event.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Deb. Because it's been years before I heard your side of that phone call. So it's interesting to look back and see how that all came together. But after that phone call, I think you first came to the first summit, right? And then you came to the 3-day. So in the beginning of this journey, we did a couple summits that were like 15 speakers, and everybody was sharing a little bit about their story. And it was a cool event. And in between the summits, the first summit, the second summit, we did a 3-day event. And it was more having speakers and having breakouts and people getting to know each other better and doing exercises. And I thought it was really cool that we haven't done that event again. And I don't know if we will, but if people are interested, we can absolutely do it. But I think Deb was very reserved at the first summit and the 3-day event. And throughout the course of the 3-day event, she kind of opened up a little bit. And I think she met a few people. But do you want to talk about that experience a little bit?
So I think both events, you know, it's so surreal. Like everything kind of happened. It seems like everything was kind of meshed together, Dina. So my mind is kind of like getting a little confused. But, you know, between the summit and even the 3-day event, I think you were one of the folks that kind of kept trying to drag me out and say, hey, you know, participate. And it's like you're calling on me and I'm like, oh, my God, you want me to talk? Why, wait a minute, why are you picking on me, right, to talk and tell my story? So I think by the time we got to the 3-day event, I was a little more comfortable. But the summit helped with the speakers because you're hearing different stories from different people and how, you know, suicide had transformed their life, whether positive, negative, whatever, the trials and tribulations that they've all gone through. And I think that started to open up not only my eyes, but my heart to say, you know, if they can forgive themselves, why am I not, right? And it also helped me to build an amazing team of people that I could reach out to and friends from all over that, you know, eventually we'll all meet in person, you know, because that was COVID. But the transformation AI, who's normally a negative person who cannot really see what's happening with me, I've noticed a huge change from that very first summit and the 3-day event that had taken place.
I've noticed the change too, Deb. But I also want to say, you know, the 3-day event, I was probably just as scared and nervous as you were, even though I was the host and all that. But it was the first time I was really telling my story publicly, and my family was listening. And so it was a nerve-wracking day for me as well. But I think it's funny because when Deb first came, she did have her camera on, I think, but she didn't really want to talk. She didn't want to raise her hand or anything. And now Deb is on our board. She's written in all 3 of our Scars to Stars books. She is a huge advocate for suicide prevention and Scars to Stars. And I'm just so thankful that Robin reached out to me that day and said, you need to meet my friend.
I think we've grown, you know, over the course of, what is it, almost 4 years, right? And 3 books, we're going on book number 4. The number of people that we've met during this amazing journey has changed all of us. And I think that the one thing that has given me the most is meeting the people and learning how to share your story, not only in a safe place, but also to share your story and to hear how your story makes a difference. And to give you a little bit, if I can I divert a little bit to what happened to me a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to become a suicide prevention speaker and to share my story on many different levels, and whether it's, you know, writing, speaking, whatever. And I was in New York City getting ready to do my very first speech at a speak event. And I was really struggling with my virtual practice speech the day before and was feeling really down on myself and was starting to see all the old patterns coming, to the negative thinking, the negative talking, and was really feeling bad about myself until this woman actually says she wanted to tell me something. So she, it's virtual, right? So she leaves her room, comes back, and she holds up a copy of the very first Scars to Stars book that I wrote my story in. And Anna, at that moment, had changed my life by telling me how much that story had meant to her and how much that book had, you know, helped her. And by doing so, not only did I, you know, kind of start to cheer up and think that, wow, I'm making an impact, but it also gave me the courage to stand up there on that stage the very next day and speak and tell people the story of how, You know, I was self-centered to survive. A speech that's going to help others realize the difference and that suicide has made in my life. You know, the positive and the negatives that have happened and the growth that has happened and how we see things. You know, what we really see is not always what we really see. And we tend to kind of think that everybody else has something, you know, better than we do. So this book and this program, you know, this nonprofit has changed my life in ways that I will probably never be able to repay. The number of lives that we're touching, Dina, is just amazing. And, you know, I remember the first time I met Dan, you know, another board member. You know, I met him and he was like, "What?" You know, we had some conversations and he kind of made me think in a different way. So it's not only the people, it's the process, it's the just the whole entire journey has been just amazing. So sharing your story and being willing to be a little vulnerable, it helps you reduce the shame and to just start living your life, because that's what we're doing, right? You're helping people to live.
It's so true, because I think that the sharing your story verbally and in the book and writing your story is really healing. And I say that from a personal perspective as well as from what everyone else shares with me that goes through it. Because if you don't know my story, I survived a suicide attempt and I didn't speak about it for 23 years. And I didn't realize until 2020 when I, or 2019, probably when I first started speaking about this after losing a friend, I didn't understand that all those years of not talking about it and not addressing it, how it was hurting me in so many ways and how it was, you know, I was stuffing down and it just caused more and more stress in my life and more anxiety in my life because I wasn't addressing it. And when I started journaling first, and then I started talking to a few people, and then I started talking publicly. And then I, you know, when we had our 3-day event, I really shared the details of what happened for the first time. And through those steps is what helped me get to a place where I could even talk about it without being emotional, because for so many years, it was like if anyone around me or the news or I heard the word suicide anywhere, I would just cry. And I knew that I was crying because of my own experience, but I didn't understand the effect that not talking about it was having on me for so many years. And so I think what Deb is saying is so true, because if you're writing in a journal, if you're writing in our book, if you're talking to a therapist or someone in our community about your experience, it helps you heal. And most people who come to write in our book say, "I'm going to write my story to help others." And they do. Absolutely, 100%, they help others. But it also helps them.
Are you feeling alone, lacking hope, and unsure of the future? So many people are feeling the same way. How could you not, after an unprecedented lockdown of the entire globe? The fallout has changed the normalcy we all knew. It's hard when you feel lost, and even harder when you're scared to talk about it. We are here to help. At the Realize Foundation, we provide peer-to-peer support through conversations, community, and personal stories. It is our mission to spread hope and let you know that you are not alone. If you are enjoying this podcast, I would love for you to become part of our membership community to get the peer-to-peer support you need. Learn more at the call to action link for Scars to Stars membership. I look forward to seeing you in our community of kind souls.
So maybe, Deb, talk about the first story you wrote and how you felt about it before you wrote it and then how you felt after the book was published.
The first story that I wrote was called The Pandemic and Suicide, I had owned at that time a small apartment building, and my tenants were like my family, and they were actually probably treated better than family, I think. But I had gotten close to this younger couple who lived downstairs, and when my tenants would do something amazing, like have kids or want to buy a house, I was so proud because they were like my family. And so when Dina asked me to write in this book, it was a no-brainer of what I was going to talk about, because the young lady downstairs, she had taken her own life. And when that happened, it really forced me to take a look at myself and to see how not only, you know, the suicide, you know, from my perspective of being a survivor, but also from the perspective of the victim, right? The families and how this affects others. Now, I've also lived through having an ex-boyfriend kill himself and a lot of other suicide attempts or actual successful attempts. And it all kind of come to light during that time. And so the pandemic and suicide chapter, to write it was very surreal. It made me start to think about how maybe my family and my friends would have been affected by my decision. It also kind of made me start to see and a different perspective, and to, I guess, read the room, so to speak, and the reactions of the families that were left to just kind of question why my loved one might have done this, or to see the blame and the suffering that existed. So it started me to think, was my perspective 100% at that time? No, but it did give me a different perspective. So after that was published, I could not believe the number of people who were so supportive of me taking a risk and just throwing my story out into the world, and having the other authors in the book was extremely helpful, you know, because we're like a support team, right? We can reach out to each other to say, hey, how do you feel about this? Are you know? And, but it also gave me the desire to keep writing about it and to keep talking about it, and to now not only share my story on the page, but I travel now. And what happens is I find myself, whether I'm in a grocery store or I'm in a classroom or wherever, I will always address people and to see if I can change their day in any fashion. Because once you see the struggle that others are going through, whether they are a suicide victim or survivor, I think it changes you. And it makes you a little more vulnerable in some aspects. But sharing my story now is a lot easier. There's not as much shame. So I'm grateful for that chapter to start all this.
Yes. Yes, it's true. And I, like I said at the beginning, I've seen a huge change in you as a person. And the confidence and the less self-doubt that you have now about things. I also want to touch on, since Deb said something about our community and when you're writing in the book and the other authors and how that works, because before the pandemic, I was involved in two anthology books and I never even met the other people, and I didn't have anybody to help me edit my chapter. They just printed it as I wrote it. And so it's an opportunity for me to explain a little more about that. So we basically have a 12-week process, and it's not a lot of your time. It's just either 30 or 60 minutes a week that we spend together. And it's just on Zoom, and we meet, and you get to hear a presentation from an author coach at the beginning who can maybe have a 15-minute free call with you to decide what story you should tell, because all of us have many stories. And so sometimes you like need maybe a little guidance on what should I write about. And then a few weeks later, we have a presentation from our publisher, who's also the editor. And once you submit your first draft, She works with you one-on-one editing your story. And there's usually, you know, you submit your draft, she gives you some suggestions and you make changes, and then she'll do the final edits like grammar stuff and stuff like that. And then, you know, once we get through the first draft and people are editing, then we start talking about marketing and how for all of us to help market this book so we can stay in the bestseller status. And then we also have a 90-minute virtual event as a book launch in September every year for Suicide Prevention Month. So there's kind of a process, and there's more to it than that, but that's the gist of it. And I've had authors, even in the last month, reach out to me and say, Dina, you know, the way you guys do this is so awesome, because I just wrote another book, and like me, they experienced that they didn't really meet anybody, they didn't have the editing help, they paid a lot more money, and sometimes they even had somebody change something in their chapter before it was published and didn't even ask permission. So there's a lot of things going on in the world with these anthology books everywhere. And I think that the process we have come up with has really been successful in so many ways that I've seen other books fail. And I'm super excited about it because I get to know people better through the process than just like, okay, yes, pay your donation and write your chapter and send it in, and then I never talk to you. Like, it's so much more than that. It's a community. It's like Deb said, a support system. And we all care about each other, and we care to support each other in whatever way we need to.
Yeah, and the people from all over the world, right? I mean, we've had people from South Africa and all over, right, in this book. And, you know, we all have somebody that we know that their story is just amazing. So it's not even if you want to write the chapter, right? It could be you just recommend somebody who you think that could really benefit by telling their story and not only help them, but help others. I know that that's the direction I'm kind of going in now, but what a neat community. We're all struggling in so many ways. And, you know, like every other group, you're going to find some people that you just get a click with and you're just best friends. And then, you know, but no, this has been a great journey. And I want to continue this for as long as we can.
Yeah. Well, Deb, I think it's, I'm just so glad that we met. I'm so thankful for you and our friendship and your continued support of this mission to save people and help them know they're not alone and, you know, find a community where they feel safe to talk about whatever struggle they're going through. And with that, I'll just tell you, you can go to our website, realizefoundation.org. You can find all kinds of things there. But if you go to the Scars to Stars page, you can submit your information if you'd like to tell your story. And then I would reach out and we'd have a one-on-one conversation. And we will start the next book, volume 4, in July. The second week of July will be our first call. And then the book will be published on Sunday, September 22nd. Of this year. So if you're interested, please reach out. We would love to hear from you. And thank you, Deb, for being here with me today.
Well, thank you, Dina, for starting such a wonderful program. I mean, you know, it's if you wouldn't have followed your life's purpose, none of this would have happened. So I'm grateful for you as well and our friendship. And, you know, can hardly wait to see where we're going next.
Me too. Me too. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy you joined us for this conversation. My wish is that you found comfort and hope in your own unique situation. If you resonated with our message, please head over to therealizefoundation.org, where you can apply to write your own story in one of our books. You can also download our 60 Ideas for Self-Care on the resources page. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, you are not alone, you are worthy, and you are enough.